Episode 163, BulaNetwork.com. We really have two choices. And it may boil down that we only have two choices. Less or more. We'll talk about it next. Welcome inside the Yellow Studio. My name is Randy Cantrell, your host here at BulaNetwork.com. Thanks for tuning in, for listening, clicking play. If you're a subscriber, thank you. If you're not, what's wrong? RSS, iTunes, Stitcher, you take your pick. You can find all the ways to do that at Bula, B-U-L-A, network.com. We are all about three things: getting new customers, serving customers better, and not going crazy in the process. Today probably falls into the latter category of not going crazy in the process because, when we talk about self-improvement, personal development, any of those kinds of things, those probably fall under the header of not going crazy. The choice is less or more, and I'm not talking about food. I'm not talking about any beverage. Less or more. Are we going to be less than what we could be? Are we going to pursue less than what we could pursue? Or are we going to try to be more than we currently are? I don't mean are we going to try to be more than we can be? Are we going to try to exceed our capacity? Well, I mean, nothing wrong with that necessarily. It really boils down to designing a better, well, okay, maybe parenthetically, a different future. There are many people who are quite satisfied with the present. As far as success goes, as far as achievement goes, but they're kind of bored with it. And they might like to do something different. There are others of us that we'd like it to be better. We are not satisfied, and it doesn't have anything to do with boredom. It just has to do with we're not where we want to be. We may not be doing what we want to be doing. We may not be doing it where we want to be doing it. We may not be achieving financially what we want to achieve. So we'd like to design a better future, and now we are faced with this choice, less or more. Are we going to pursue something bigger than maybe we have before? Are we going to, dare I use the word, are we going to settle? It gets easy to settle. It gets very, very easy to settle because it gets very easy for us to convince ourselves that this is the best that we can do. We might as well resign ourselves to the fact that this is how it is. This is how it's always going to be. Few things frustrate me any more than hearing people, particularly business owners, who talk about and just face the future with abject resignation. Well, this is how it is. This is how it's always going to be. It's never going to be any better than this. It's never going to change. It's always going to be like this. I used to try to fight that. I used to try to preach against that. I used to try to work hard to persuade people and convince people that, no, you're wrong. And I've given up on that. I abandoned that part of my evangelism. I decided, I don't agree with you. It's not true, but if you believe it, all the best. See ya. It's difficult, I have found, you may have a different experience, but it's difficult for us to talk someone off the ledge who is so fully convinced that the ledge is where they belong. It's where they're going to be. It's where they've always been. And nothing is ever going to change. The future's never going to be any better. And if it is, well, it'll just be sheer happenstance that made it so. Hard way to go through life. I'll tell you what, and I don't know why I necessarily think of this, but it pops into my head of the feeling that particularly guys, and this may be very much a guy thing, I realize that today in the dating scene, girls can ask guys out and all that. Well, okay, it wasn't quite the case when I was a kid, but I remember particularly in early high school, guys getting really, really nervous asking a girl out. And the fear and the trepidation and anxiety was as high as anything. And if you're a guy and you think back, it's as high as any anxiety that anybody has ever felt. And you can talk to a younger version of us who are in my age demographic, and you say, "Well, what were you afraid of? You're afraid of everything. You're afraid of being a blithering idiot. You're afraid of embarrassing yourself. You're afraid of rejection. You're afraid of being laughed at. And now the mature us, we can say, "Well, okay, so what? Well, it's easy to say now." But when you put yourself in the shoes you were in when you were 15, 16, difficult because for many of us, uncharted water. And yes, we know all, even then we knew all the verbiage of nothing ventured, nothing gained. She certainly isn't going to go out with you if you don't ask her. Well, we were young, maybe stupid, but we weren't complete idiots. We understood that she wouldn't go out with us if we didn't ask her out. But to summons up the courage to just ask, amazing, isn't it? Amazing how much courage that took, and amazing how real that fear was. I remember being in the house, and a buddy of mine and I were, I don't know, we were going to go out, and there was a girl that he wanted to ask out, and there was a girl that I was thinking about asking out, and it wasn't any, you know, there wasn't any big deep love affair or anything. It was just, we just wanted to go do something, wanted to go out to eat and whatnot. And the nervousness to just pick up the phone and dial the phone was, you would have thought that we were trying to figure out an answer for world peace. And it was just like this daunting task. So we know fear is super real. I've seen it with salespeople. I've seen it with people who you put on the spot and you ask somebody to come up impromptu and address the group. It's a cruel trick, but it will prove how real fear is, especially if it's someone they're not naturally given to it, to have about 20, 30 people and say, Bob, why don't you come up here and talk to us for 5 or 10 minutes about this? More often than not, Bob is just going to keel over of a heart attack. I mean, you could check Bob's pulse. I promise you it's going to be higher. You could check Bob's fingertip temperature, and I can promise you his hands are cold. Nerves have gotten the better of him. He is experiencing real fear. And it's not just in his head. It's physiological. Designing a better future, that kind of fear can grip a whole lot of people. And as a result, for the 16-year-old version of us, it's easier to just sit there and not dial the phone. It's easier when you see the girl at school to not go up and approach her. It's easier to sit back and do nothing than it is to be bold, step forward, approach her, and ask her if she'd like to go out with you on Friday or Saturday night. Even if logically we understand what's the worst thing that she could do to us? Spit in our face? She's not going to do that. Laugh in our face? Okay, maybe she could. Probably won't. Tell us, no thanks. Probably is the worst thing that's going to happen. Okay. But again, you can wrap logic around all this all you want. The fact remains, if I'm 16 and I'm here and she's 40 feet away, she might as well be 4 million miles away if I'm gripped by fear. And that's what happens when we make this choice, less or more. You know what? I'm going to stay right here. I'm going to settle for less. I realize that she'll never go out with me if I don't go ask her. But you know what? She probably wouldn't go out with me anyway. So I'm not going to try. For me, here's the big, big thing. And I realize, especially as I get older, I realize people don't all think this way, but I do. What if I would have gone over there and she would have said yes? I mean, how awful would that be? Litany of books, litany of public speakers, especially the motivational, inspirational kind of folks. You hear a lot about regret, and you hear a lot about we're encouraged to live lives with minimal regret. I don't think you can live a life without any regret. Well, you could if you're foolish, but if you're wise, you're going to look back and you're going to think, man, I wish I would have done that a little bit better. We're all going to do that. That's part of being wise and leaning toward wisdom. But to have simply stood here when 40 feet away, I could have at least, at the very, very, very least, I could have found out, will she say yes? Will she say no? If I go and I ask and she says no, good to know. We don't think that way, though. We think, no, I don't want to know that. Ignorance is bliss. I'd rather not know. What does that do for you? If I go and I ask and she says no, good. I can now rest with no regret. I asked, she turned me down, move on. I know it's not that easy, because if it were that easy, we would all choose more. But so many of us choose less because less is easier. Less is safe. We would rather sit over here in the land of safe, in the land of less, and feel comfortable knowing that we're not taking a risk. And we are very adaptable to settle for less because in our head, we can live in the land of more. I can stay over here 40 feet away from her and I can imagine, what if she would say yes? And I can dream about it and I can fantasize about it, but it's never going to happen. And I know that. And too many of us, I think, we're satisfied with that. Too many of us are perfectly okay to live in our head in the land of more. And physically, we understand that we are in the land of less, but we're okay with that. And so we have ourselves physically in one space and we have ourselves mentally in another space. That's, I mean, doesn't that just suck? I mean, isn't that just awful? Well, you see it all the time. You see it in lives where people are preoccupied. You see it in lives where people, well, here, I'll give you one. You know why romance novels are so fantastically successful? Yeah. This is it right here. Lives lived physically in one space, mentally in a different space. People dissatisfied with the reality of their lives, but they enjoy embracing some other life in their head. It's a big part of what happens with entertainment. Physically, we're one place. Mentally, we're somewhere else. We may have, I have it right now in front of me. We have these screensavers. We have this wallpaper on our computers. I have in front of me, I have two monitors, and I have a Venom GT, a white one. Man, it's a gorgeous car. So I've got that on my smaller monitor on my big main screen. I don't even know what kind of car this is. I'm thinking it's a Lamborghini. Pretty sure it's a Lamborghini, but it's got great lines and it's kind of a top view, but it's in a yellow. And I'm fond of yellow. If you've listened, you knew that already. It's almost the color of the walls here in the yellow studio. And so it's just a terrific looking car. No, physically, I'm not in that place. I've never even driven. I've never even sat in either one of these cars. But we do that kind of stuff. We watch these TV shows of exotic vacation places. Physically, we're one place. Mentally, we rather enjoy putting ourselves in a different place. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with dreaming. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with daydreaming. But when I'm here and I'm 16 and I've got my eye on her and she's 16 and she's 40 feet away and I can't span the distance from here to there to at least give it a shot, something's wrong. Something's wrong. And what's wrong is I'm not designing a better or different future because I'm perfectly satisfied to stay right here where I'm at. I'm not willing to venture. I'm not willing to risk. I'm not willing to put myself out there. I'm not willing to try. And when I'm not willing to try, there are going to be a host of opportunities that are just going to fall by the wayside. I'm never going to benefit. I'm going to settle for less. I'm going to live a life devoted to, I'm willing to be less than I could be. I'm going to settle. Well, there's no guarantees. I could span the distance of 40 feet and go over there and I could be rejected. But I'm going to tell you, even then, I'm going to put forth to you, I'm better for having gone the 40 feet and been rejected than to have stayed put, not gone the 40 feet and not experienced the rejection because I've done a number of things. I've shown courage. I've sought to take advantage of an opportunity. I've experienced rejection, and now I've learned, well, that wasn't fatal. I'll live through that. And I now know, at least I tried. At least I tried. There, I can find no downside in going that 40 feet to ask her. But I promise you, there are 16-year-old young men all over the planet who are sweating bullets right now because they're afraid to text or approach some girl that they'd love to go ask out. And they would rather settle in their head to think about going out with her than actually seeing if they can make it happen. There are also some 60-year-old guys and all kinds of guys in between, that it's not a girl necessarily, but it's an ambition, it's a business, it's a new venture, it's trying to get a new client, it's making a new pitch, it's crafting some new whatever, and we're paralyzed because it might not work. We might be rejected. People might laugh. People might tell us it's a stupid idea. Yeah, they might. So, are you going to choose less or more? Are you going to live in the land of less? Or are you going to decide that you're going to try to live in the land of more? Are you going to try to be congruent? Are you going to try to make your two worlds somehow collide? It's not going to just happen on its own, you know. No, I'm not devoted to acquire either of the cars that are on my screensaver. They're just really, really cool cars. I mean, the Venom GT is, what is it, $1 million? No, if I had $1 million, well, let's back. If I had $10 million, I wouldn't buy that car. Because I'm the kind of guy, I don't care how much money I had. I'm not spending $1 million on a car. But the point isn't the car. The point isn't me longing for the car. If I did long for the car, figure out a way to get the car. I don't long for the car. They're just killer works of art, and I think they're great. I think they're terrific. I don't sit here and fantasize about owning one. Okay, I fantasize sometimes about driving one, but that's why you watch Jay Leno's Garage. What? You don't watch Jay Leno's Garage? Jay Leno's Garage. Go to YouTube. Jay Leno's Garage. You know, we can see these things and get a sense of these things. I'm not a Jay Leno fan, but the dude does know cars, and Jay Leno's Garage on YouTube is infinitely better, I think, than his TV show, but I digress. There could be something that you do long for. It could be a better job. It could be a different job. It could be a different kind of career path. It could involve people. It could involve relationships. It could involve anything at all. That thing that you long for, that thing that you would like to give it a try, but you're afraid. Stop being afraid. Because the worst thing that can happen is you will live your life over here and your head will be over there, and you won't get the two together, and you'll have to live this life that's completely incongruent from now on, and it'll be frustrating. You'll live in your head. You'll live in your dreams. You'll live in your daydreams. And then eventually the time will come, and you'll live in the land of what if. What if I would have tried that? What if I would have learned? What if I would have ventured out? What if I would have tried? What would have happened? Well, it's high time you find out. It's just high time you find out. Are people going to laugh at your idea? Are people going to reject your idea? So? I can tell you, I've got a renewed vigor to just try something. There are a number of things that I could confess to you that I've tried, but I'll table that for another day, because some of these things are still in the works. And it's not that I'm embarrassed. It's not that at all. And it's not that I'm afraid of jinxing something. It's not that at all. It's just there are some things that I'm venturing. I'm trying some things. There's some things that I have every intention to launch. Will they work? I don't know, but I'm going to try. They might not work. But here's what I'm going to find out. In trying them, I'm going to find out if they work or not. And if there's something I can do to tweak it, morph it, adapt it, make it work, then I'm going to try. And if I can't, okay, I'll pull the plug. I'll quit. I'll give up. I'll do something else. But like the teenage boy asking the teenage girl out, if she says no, I'm not going to quit until she says no. And right now, she hadn't said no yet. So I'm still working it. Yeah, you remember those days. If you're a guy, you absolutely. And if you're a young lady, well, if you're an old lady now, you likely remember those days. I used to think, you know, man, this is just such a horrible situation to be in as a 16-year-old guy, 15, whatever. But, you know, then I would think about, yeah, but what if you're her and you have to say no? I'd almost rather be in the position to be asking and be rejected than to have to come up with some polite way to say, no, thanks. Make a choice. You only have two, less or more. The problem is you have the opportunity to live less physically, but mentally, almost everybody lives in a land of more when it comes to our head. We may want to dream big. Well, it doesn't mean we're going to try it. Why not? Could it be that the difference between us and those high achievers, could it be that that's the big difference? Could it be that they just try? They just span that 40-foot gap and go ask? And she says yes. And we're thinking, man, why didn't I ask? Yes, that's entirely possible. You know it's possible. In fact, I'll go you one better. I believe it's probable. I believe that it probably is the difference between them and us, the high achievers and all the rest of us who would be. Stop being a would-be. It's time to do it. My name is Randy Cantrell. The website is Bula, BULANetwork.com. I would love it if you would subscribe to the podcast. I would love it if you would leave me a review over at iTunes. I'd love to hear from you. I come to you from Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas. And I owe you a big thanks for listening. This is the Yellow Studio.